The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This evening I want to look at a concept or a topic from the Quran and its relationship to Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. So when it comes to Surah Al-Fajr, we have a few traditions that speak of the importance of it from the point of view of Rasulullah. But I want to give you a hadith as I move on tonight from the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, in which he speaks of not only the importance of Surah Al-Fajr, but the correlation between that chapter and his grandfather Abu Abdullah. And so in the hadith, Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Iqra'u Surah Al-Fajr, recite Surah Al-Fajr, fi fara'idikum, in your obligatory prayers, wa nawafilikum, and in your mustahab prayers." So first point he's saying is read Surah Al-Fajr. And you know, just as a side note from the point of view of ahkam, many people will say, well, I haven't memorized, or I memorized it, but I make mistakes. You can read it from your smartphone. It's makruh to look at the Quran while you're reciting it in namaz time, in the salat. But keep in mind, makruh has two different meanings. Makruh at one level can mean something better not to do, or makruh can mean a lesser reward. In this case, it is a lesser reward. So if, for example, hypothetically, Allah has rewarded, or Allah will reward you 32,000 thawab to recite a surah of the Quran in your namaz by heart, if you've memorized it, if it's makruh, it means you get a lesser thawab, maybe it's 25,000. I'm just putting numbers out there. So don't think because it's makruh, I shouldn't do it, right? Things that are makruh doesn't always mean you shouldn't do it. Those are some areas. But other times, makruh means lesser thawab. So if you don't memorize, if you haven't memorized Surah Al-Fajr, don't say, I'm not going to recite, I'll recite Al-Kawthar. No, you can still use a Quran or your app on your phone and read the chapter from that. Just as you could on Friday, if you haven't memorized Surah Jummah and Munafiqun, use the phone, recite that, and at least get thawab rather than maybe missing out entirely on the reward. So the sixth Imam says, recite Surah Fajr in your obligatory and in your mustahab, in your nawafil, in the recommended prayers. فَإِنَّهَا سُورَةٌ لِلْحُسَيْنِ ابْنِ عَلِي عَلَيْهُمُ السَّلَامِ, because this chapter is for Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And what does the sixth Imam say here? It's beautiful how he gives the reward. You know, it wouldn't be needed for us to quantify a reward, because enough for us is a sixth Imam to say, read this chapter, and it is a chapter of Hussein. But then the sixth Imam goes to say, "Man qaraha," whoever recites it, "kana ma'al Hussein alayhi salam yawm al-qiyamah," you will be with Hussein on the day of judgment. But he doesn't even stop there. He take it one step further. "Man qaraha kana ma'al Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam yawm al-qiyamah fi darajatihi," you will be at the same level as Hussein, as his status on the day of judgment. "Inna Allah," he says, "azizun hakim," indeed Allah is the all glorified, all knowledgeable, all wise. So if that's not enough of an incentive to read it from even our app every day if you can, and obviously not just reading it but learning it, trying to implement the lessons in our life, imagine the reward that on the day of judgment we would be at the same level as Abu Abdullah. We would be next door to him, next, maybe right beside him, in his level in Jannah. If that's not enough of a reward from the sixth Imam, then you know, I don't know what would be, but that should be enough for you and I to learn this chapter and want to learn it and then recite it in our prayers and hopefully also memorize it. But why would, as I move on, why would the sixth Imam give this level of significance to Surah Al-Fajr, why wouldn't he focus on another chapter of the Quran and say that this is Surah Al-Hussein, a chapter for Imam Hussein? What makes Surah Al-Fajr so unique that the Imam puts all this emphasis on it for us to memorize it, to read it, obviously to think about it, and gives us that level of benefit that we may get in the world to come? There are many points. I'll see how many I can get through tonight. But let me begin right at the beginning of the chapter. It's literally two words. After the Bismillah, obviously, Allah says, Wal Fajr. Simply two words, Wa and Fajr. Allah takes an oath, a qasam, by the Fajr, by this daybreak. Now obviously we know as Muslims that to take a qasam is makruh. You know, sometimes you go to the Muslim world and you're looking at some fruit or some apples and you ask the guy in the Arab market about the food and he'll say, Wallahi, this is the best fruit ever. Wallahi this, wallahi that. It's makruh to take an oath, to take a qasam on the name of Allah. For us in general, unless it's a requirement, it's better not to use the name of Allah. You know, not to take, as you know, even the Bible says, don't take the name of thy Lord in vain. In Islam, we have a similar concept, unless it's a necessity. But yet Allah takes an oath, wal fajr, watini, wa zaytun, you know, all of the oaths which are in the Quran, Allah does it. Why does He do so? It's obviously a lengthy question, but at one level, it's because Allah wants to show the importance of that which He is taking an oath by. Fajr, the morning time, if one of the definitions is Fajr, is the morning. Obviously, we know that that is an important time for not only the praying that we engage in every morning at the time of Fajr, but it's a massive transformation from night into day in terms of the way that the world revolves and the planets and the solar system and how everything has been put into place by Allah. So Fajr has a lot of importance from that perspective. But Fajr is interesting because it has multiple meanings in Arabic. So it can mean the splitting of something. So for example, the splitting of a seed could be called that, could be used that same word. Somebody who sins as an open sinner is called a Fajr. You have probably read this in the Quran. Because when you sin, you're splitting open the curtains of modesty, of humility, of shame in front of Allah and in front of society. So Fajr carries with it many different meanings. And in fact, even one of the hadith we have tells us that another very direct meaning of Wal Fajr, this oath that Allah is taking, is the advent, is the zuhur, is the Fajr of Imam Al-Hujjah, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajuhu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Because his revolution, that movement that he will bring through his dhuhur, through his advent, will be this explosion of nur, this explosion of spiritual light, which will conquer the darkness of the earth, which will remove all of the dhulumat, the darknesses of shirk, of polytheism, of disbelief, of anarchy, of oppression, of tyranny. And he'll bring about peace and reconciliation and harmony and love. So his Fajr, this explosion of the 12th Imam, will be an explosion of love across the earth. An explosion of humanity and the ideals of humanity that had been implemented or started through Prophet Adam and culminating with obviously Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and ending with the return of our 12th Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah. But through that path, obviously, there would have been times when there would have been other explosions of light. So the birth of Rasulullah is one of those. Karbala is one of those. And so when scholars look at this one word or one sentence, Wal Fajr, they get 10, 15, 20 different interpretations. And this is where I say that we can never limit ourselves to just the apparent reading of the Quran. Because if it were to be that, and if you open a dictionary and saw that the word Fajr had, let's say, 50 different meanings, what would you take for the meaning to be? But no, we look at the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, how do they explain these verses? And we get a better picture. And so one of the interpretations is this movement of Abu Abdullah, this explosion of light, this explosion of reformation of society, that this is the Fajr. And not only the Fajr, but even the Fajr of the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, where everything happens after that Fajr, after the Adhan of Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam, after the namaz happens, the battle starts, they stop for Dhuhr namaz, as we know, people are killed, the latter day begins, and all of the tragedies, you know, culminate with the murder of Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, but it all began with Fajr on the 10th of Muharram, and it continued from that point on. So yes, while Fajr could be Dhul Hijjah, it could be the day of Eid, but according to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, as one of the interpretations we take away, is that this could be the Fajr of Abu Abdullah, the Fajr of Ashura.
To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.